The modern civil rights era began with another case about race and schools, Brown versus Board of Education. It mandated an end to segregation in public schools. That was 1954. But for commentator Desiree Cooper, segregated schools are more than just history.
One day I told my children, you know, when I was a little girl, I went to a segregated school. I said it partly to stun them, the way children today are stunned to learn that their parents grew up without microwave popcorn, computer games, or color TV. But I also said it to impress them. I had lived in a separate but equal America, one that they only knew about through history books. But then my daughter asked, "What's segregation?" I suddenly realized that they are black kids living in a predominantly black city, going to school with mostly black children. For them, segregation was not a forgotten history lesson. It was a way of life. In 1966, I was a second grader at the all-black Annie B. Jackson Elementary School in rural Virginia, the state that once shut down its entire public education system rather than allow blacks and whites to learn side by side. My teacher was Mrs. Everson, who wore dresses and pearls to school every day. Each morning, she made us stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, sing America the Beautiful, then launch into Way Down Yonder in the Pawpaw Patch. Mr. Sizemore, our principal, strode through the cafeteria at lunchtime, not to keep the peace, but to make sure we ate our vegetables. When he scolded us, his demeanor was paternal, as if he was personally responsible for how we'd eventually turn out. I only spent a year at Annie B. Jackson, but I never again felt that loved while learning. Our family moved often while I was growing up, and mostly everywhere else, I was the only black child in the classroom. I never lost my joy for learning, but I was shocked and offended by the racial cruelty I experienced. So maybe it's no surprise that when I became a parent myself, I sent my children to a private school dedicated to the education of African American children. Each day when I let go of their hands, I felt like I was sending them back to my beloved Annie B. Jackson, where teachers knew, understood, and loved them for who they were. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, more than 70% of the nation's black students attended predominantly minority schools in the 1998-99 school year. Many of them were trapped in poorly funded urban public schools, but some of them were children of African-American parents who purposely chose a segregated learning environment. Parents like me, who spent much of their childhoods on buses going to communities that didn't want them. Parents who know that integration came at a high price, a price they're not willing to exact from another generation. Until that moment when I had to explain it to my kids, segregation had always been a loaded word, rich with images of colored-only signs, vicious attack dogs, and lynchings. When had it become a symbol of paradise lost, a time when black community found strength and pride in its own isolation? "What's segregation?" my daughter asked. "Never mind," I said to my kids, who only shrugged as I walked away. "Never mind."
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.